Well, I'm not going to use the pulpit. I've asked permission that I'm going to speak from down here. I'm closer to you people, and I don't like it up there anyway. And now, they've got a special speaker here, so I can leave the pulpit anyway. But I will get the water because I don't want you to have a dry sermon. And it's great to be here. It's great to be part of Heather. My name's Ron Edgecombe, and I've been around. I saved, got saved 1953 up at Amalina Bible Camp. Oh, with my boys. I need some help up here. Would you guys, can I have those two guys back there? I need some help. Do you want to come and help me? No? Come on now. Sure. You can help me. You know, every year I'm invited to, 10 or 15 different churches. You sit here, and I'm going to have you come up here and give me a hand, okay? Hey, this is Joshua. Have a seat right there, Joshua. And you know, Joshua, I sang to him this morning. I'm going to sing to you people now. In fact, don't run away yet. I sang Joshua at the Battle of Jericho. Remember that song? Yeah. Anyway, every year I ask God, what do you want me to speak on this year? Because I speak about 30 to 50 times a year in different congregations and conferences and so on. And last year, the Lord led me to Revelations. And very interesting. Every Sunday, I spoke in a different place on Revelation. Never the same message twice. So this year, I said, Lord, what do you want me to speak on? Fellas, what do you think I'm going to speak on today?
Animals.
That's right, animals. I'm going to speak about animals. And I've spoken so far this year 13 times on animals. And very interesting. I've spoken about snakes. I didn't like the one about snakes. But you know, my title was Look and Live. Remember Moses in Genesis when the children of Israel were near the Mount Sinai and they put a Look and Live? Yeah. Then I talked about lions one time too. Yeah. And you know how he jumped. I'm not going to bite you. But you know, the lions one, it was interesting. I started the service, and I said to the people that up at Amble Island, I met a lion. Has anybody here met a lion at Amble Island? I was 10 years old, and I met a lion. It was the Lion of Judah. I got you there, didn't I? And I talked about the lions and so on. I've talked about different things, and I'm working on rams right now. But I talked about bears on I was at Bakerview and on Mother's Day, and they asked me for a Mother's Day message. Well, how can I give a Mother's Day message on an animal? So you know what I talked about? The Bible talks about Mama Bear, and Mama Bear takes care of her children. Oh, what a message. Today, you know, we're going to talk about kids. Look what we're going to talk about. You're going to help me after later on. Look what we're going to talk about. What are we going to talk about?
A wolf.
No. What are we going to talk about?
A lion.
No, that's not a lion. What is it?
It's like this.
No.
It's a bear.
That's a wolf.
It's a wolf.
Yes, we're going to have a seat, kid. We're going to talk about wolves, and you're going to help me in a few minutes. Wolves in the Bible are often used symbolically. And we're just going to sort of touch a little bit on wolves. And we're going to try to and look at Bible teaching. How can we apply the wolf in our lives? How can we apply what God is telling us in the Bible about wolves? And what does the Bible say about wolves? The wolf states that metaphorically wolves are false prophets and we must be aware of them. So in the Bible, it talks about wolves being false prophets. And there's many wolves in the world today. And that's why we have to be careful with the internet, because the internet's good. It's helpful. But there's a lot of false teaching. It's like a wolf. And you know, it also says there, we must question all prophecy intended and knowledge to discern if it's truly God. We have to say, God, is this true? Is this, before I prepared this lesson, I listened to at least 4 different messages on wolves. Dr. Jeremiah, Price, different preachers. And then I went in and I studied all about wolves. And it's so interesting. It said, behold, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. In most preachings, I hear preachers say, put away your phone. I don't want you to put your phone away. I want you to take out your phone, and I want you to take pictures now and then of what I'm saying. And when you get home, check it out. I want to be transparent. I want to be honest. Here at Heather Bible Chapel, they're very biblical. That's why I like to come here. And if it isn't in the Bible, if it's just blah, 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 it's not important. Come around here, will you please? Come here and touch that screen right there. Touch it right there. Yeah, touch it. Good. Thank you. Have a seat. There's good points and bad points about the wolves in the Bible. Some of the good points are, for instance, metaphorically, there's a promise of peace. In Isaiah, the wolf is used as a metaphor for nature's hostility being overcome. And it talks about the wolf shall dwell with the lamb. That's what we can look in the future. The wolf. The wolf and the lamb. No more fighting, no more squirreling, no more wars, no more problems. The lamb is going to lay down with the lamb and the wolf. Wolves also talk about redemption and reconciliation. And that again, the Bible talks about reconciliation. We can be reconciled to God. We can be God's friend. We can be a part of his family. Here, I need some help again. Oh boy, my finger, your brother's fault. You hit that right there. Yeah, right there. Good boy, thank you. Now the bad points are warnings and dangers. And it talks about us being careful. So when you hear a message from God, from a church, you have to check it out. That's why I always say, I want to be transparent. And if anybody wants my message here, PowerPoint, I'll send it to you. Give me your email, I'll send it to you. Because I want you to check it out. I want you to make sure what I'm saying is biblical. Okay, give me another hand here. Your turn. Come on. There we go. Good boy. Okay. The Old Testament wolves represent relentless, opportunistic force. They're always there. They're all ready to jump on you. The wolves are all ready to eat you up. But I'm not going to eat you up. But that's what the Bible talks about. But the corruption. It's about shedding of the blood. Jesus contrasts. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus loves us. And he's not a wolf. He's a lamb. The Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is a picture of a lamb. That's right. Right. And the devil is a picture of the wolf. So let's look at some Bible verses. I'm just going to read 3 or 4 Bible verses to get into the ambiente, to get into the picture of the whole thing, okay? Okay, come here. I need the help again. My finger's sore. Your turn. Yeah, okay. Good. Thank you. Here's a verse in John chapter 10, verse 12. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. See, Jesus is the good shepherd. He looks after the sheep. He cares for the sheep. He feeds the sheep. He gives water to the sheep. But the wolves, you know what they want to do? They don't want lamb chops. They want wolf chops. They want to eat up the lambs. So that's a verse. And another verse is in Jeremiah. Therefore, a lion from the forest will slay them. A wolf of the desert will destroy them. A leopard is watching their cities. Everyone who goes out of them will be torn to pieces because their transgressions are many. They're apostolic in numbers. It's so true that the wolves in the Bible are a picture of this. The desert creature will meet with the wolves. Okay. Here we go back. The desert creatures will meet with the wolves. And all through scripture, there's so many verses. And I'm not going to read them all, but you can read them up there yourselves.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, you read them to it. There. Yes. Yep, that's right. They fly like an eagle, swarm down to devour. Thank you, buddy. Give me five. Okay. Good, have a seat. Okay. Benjamin is revenant wolf. In the morning, he devours the prey. And the evening, and these are all verses. I can't read them all because we don't have time to, but I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come amongst you and spread the flock. See, Satan doesn't like what we're doing right now. I congratulate you for coming here. You could be at home right now with a cup of coffee watching a soccer game. No, they're not started yet, but in a couple of weeks. You could be doing this, that, or the other thing, but you're in the right place. But Satan's not happy that you're here. Satan doesn't want us to get into the Bible. Satan doesn't want us to our children to be... How old are you?
Seven.
How old are you?
Four.
Well, you know, when I was seven, I was walking down the street, orphan. I didn't have a mommy and daddy. I was living at a people's house. And this guy said to me, I was 7 years old. He said, hey, son, come on to Sunday school next Sunday. We're opening up on 22nd Avenue, 25th and Boundary. And I started Sunday school when I was your age. Yeah, seven. And how old are you?
Four.
Well, man, I didn't have a mom and dad when I was four either. But anyway, these are verses. Look at that. Go, behold, I send you out as lambs in the midst of wolves.
Can I not
an oak? Yeah, you know what a lamb is? Bah! Oh. Yeah, go. Behold, I'll send you out the lambs. See, God wants us to talk about his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in the Bible that we are sent out to tell men and women, boys and girls, and especially young men, great Paul, that's right. Is that your brother? Don't hit him.
But started at me.
Okay, well, you just move over there a little bit, and I'll sit here. And do you want to speak? You give the message? No, I will. Okay, I will. Okay, but listen, hit that again. Okay, we're going to get really into the message right there. Thank you very much. Other verses. These are all verses. See? The wolf and the lamb will graze together. That's all verses of Bible. That's Bible verses that talk about wolves. Now, the way we're going to tackle the subject is really, the wolf is one of the scripture's most vivid and recurring symbol. Over and over and over, it talks in the Bible about the wolves. From the prophecy of the Old Testament, the warning to Jesus and the apostles, the wolves represent, what do the wolves represent? What's the word there? Danger, that's right.
Danger.
What else did it, what does it say up there? Deception.
Shashen.
Deception, right. And what's this? And destruction. Those four words starting with D. Danger, deception, and destruction. And that's what the Bible talks about. Yet, woven through these passages is also a thread of hope. Esperanza, espoir. A day when even the wolf will lie down in peace. That day's coming. Are you ready for it? Are you waiting for it? Are you looking forward when Jesus comes back and the wolf will lay with the lamb And there'll be no more deception, no more danger, no more destruction. That day is coming. And if you have Jesus in your heart, you're going to rejoice in that day also. This morning, we're opening a word and let God truth speak through a powerful creature, and that's the wolf. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. They will be together in peace. So my 3 points, can you read this one for...
This is okay,
yeah, that's my date book. Look at, what's the first word up there, number one?
Warning.
Warning, right, warning.
Why?
Wolves are real and ruthless. What's the second one?
Warning.
Wisdom,
warning.
Wisdom. Discernment protects the flock. We have to be discerned. We have to have discernment. And what's the one, last one?
Warfare.
Good for you. So those are the 3 points we're going to talk about, okay? We're going to talk about warning. Wolves are real and ruthless. We're going to talk about wisdom, discernment, protecting the flock. We are to be discerned. We have discernment whether it's right or wrong. And we have to protect the flock of God. And then we're going to talk about warfare. 3 points very quickly. First point, again, the warning. The Old Testament wolf was feared predator of flocks in ancient Israel. People were scared of wolves because the shepherds would be looking after the flock of sheep and a wolf would come in the back and he'd grab a lamb, a sheep, a goat, and he'd eat it. People did not like wolves. Did not like wolves. In the New Testament, Jesus himself issues the most solemn warning. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing and inwardly are ravish wolves. They come. Wolves come. And as an adult, we have to be careful also. There's so much preaching going on, so much teaching going on, so much on the internet, so much on AI, IA, all of those things. We have to be careful what is right and what is wrong. And the Bible uses this as an illustration that wolf is ruthless. And today we have to ask each other, what is true? And that's why we have a congregation here, because we work together. We pray together. We help one another. When somebody falls down, what do? We help them up. Come on up. Yeah, that's right. You help your brother. You help your brother. When he falls down, you help him up. When he makes a mistake, what do? You encourage him, that's right. You don't stamp on him and put him in the ground. You encourage your brother and your sisters and your mommy and your daddy. We work together. We're in a battle. Satan is against us and he's like a wolf. And we have to be very careful. Wolves in sheep clothing. Look at that picture, kids. Hey, George, no, Joshua, no, Judge, no, look at wolves in sheep clothing. Sometimes we don't know good and bad. Sometimes we don't know what is right, what is wrong. And sometimes it looks so beautiful. It looks like a beautiful little But you know what is underneath? A wolf. But together we can do it, kids. Together we can win the battle together as a family. A text, a phone call, a visit, a word of encouragement. We're all being attacked by Satan. We're all being attacked by wolves. But thank God we're a family. And I always say I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. The wolf, the wisdom to identify wolves, warning are only useful if we have the wisdom to act upon them. Jesus didn't just say beware. He gave us the means to discern. What's your name? What's my name? Yeah. My name's Ron.
Ron, this is the wolf.
Yeah, that's a wolf. But sometimes a wolf comes. Sometimes a wolf comes. Don't worry, Dad. Don't be ashamed. I love kids. I was like them. Everybody said, "Well, where's Ron?" Oh, there he is, up hanging by the light up there. So don't worry about it. But wolves, beware of wolves. And how do we identify wolves? How do we know it? By impregnating our life with the Word of God. Study the Word of God. It says to study the Word of God to show yourself a workman needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of God. We can only overcome the wolf. We can only overcome Satan by impregnating, saturating our life with the Word of God. Now, if you don't have the Word of God, if you don't have a Bible, I am sure Ken and others will help you get one. I put some out in the foyer. There's some New Testament like this with large print. Help yourself. If there's none there, I'll get you some more. You've got to read the Bible if you're going to fight against Satan, if you're going to be able to go against false doctrine, if you're going to go against things that are taught wrongly. It's only by the Word of God. And He's the one that's going to help you. Come on over here. Help me again. Yeah. Yeah.
I bless you.
Yeah, right there. Good. You got it. Okay, good man. Okay. In the Old Testament, God equips His people with His law and His prophets. That's why we have the law. When Moses went up to the mount and got the Ten Commandments and brought it down, that was to help us. I love the Ten Commandments. I don't keep them. I try to. I work at it. And when I goof, sometimes people like Ken or others will phone me up and say, "Ron, well, do you know, I see that you went, you know, do you really think that's, see what I mean? Helping one another, encouraging one another. God reveals in His Word. And we can test everything against the Bible. The Bible will show us what is right. Are we going to the right place? Are we doing the right thing? Are we saying the right thing? The Bible will help us along those lines. You may say to yourself, how can we know what the message has been spoken by the Lord? If what a prophet reclaims in the name of the Lord does not take place or come true, that is, the message of God has not spoken. If it's not in the Bible, it's not truth. People say that Jesus is coming tomorrow. They've been saying that all along. We don't know when He's going to come. The Bible shows us we don't know when. But are you ready? I'm ready. If He comes tomorrow, praise God. If He doesn't come tomorrow, I'm ready anyway. And we have to test the spirits, test them. Now, another word, look at that. In the New Testament, Jesus gave us the master key to wolf protection. You will recognize them by their fruits. Is it a rotten?
It's dirty strawberry.
Yeah, isn't it rotten? It's no good. Look at the one on the left.
It's a good one.
That's a good one. That's right. But that's what the Bible says. We will know us by our fruit. What fruit are we producing? Are we a rotten apple in a case? Or are we a good apple? A nice, juicy Macintosh apple? How do people see you? Do you see you by good fruit or just ordinary fruit? By the fruit. Paul in Romans chapter 16, 17, 18 counsels believers to watch out for those who cause division and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine. God wants us to work together. That's why we have deacons and elders. That's why we have Sunday school teachers. That's why we go up to Van Island Bible Camp to listen to the Word of God to be separated once a year. It is discernment rooted in Scripture, prayer, and community. Notice the last one. It is discernment rooted in Scripture, prayer, and community. And this is a community. If you don't come here all the time, come back. This is the place for you. You're going to grow in grace and the knowledge of Jesus by coming here. You're going to have protection. They will help you. They will care for you. They will love you. You might get a phone call. Hey, where were you Sunday? I'm not putting a heavy on you. I'm not putting a guilt trip on you, but we honestly missed you. These are the kind of things that we are to do. Not like the wolf, which would eat you up and want you to go into the world. Don't go to church. Only sissies go to church.
What is sissy?
Sissy is a person who's not a macho. See, I'm macho. A sissy is a person who is a wishy-washy vegetable. That means it's a person who is like this. He's got no backbone. One of our members over here has trouble with his back. His backbone is kind of weak. But God wants us to have a strong backbone. And he wants us to resist the devil. Resist the wolf. And tell the wolf, get out of here. Yeah, there's no wolf there, but there's a lion there, and a tiger, and a buffalo. Yeah.
I know wolf.
No wolf there, no wolf. I couldn't find it today. What is the spiritual application in all this? Well, first thing, a sheep that knows the shepherd's voice cannot be permanently deceived by a wolf. Do you know God's voice? God speaks to us through his word. We've got to get into the word. We've got to study the word. Bible study. Psalm 100 and 102. Ooh, 101. Wednesday? What time?
7:30.
Why do they get together? So that they will study, so they'll grow. That's what it's all about. Then you will not be deceived. You will not be deceived by Satan. Your daily intake of God's word, is your wolf detector. Spiritual maturity is not optional. It is protective. We have good metal detectors, smoke detectors, metal detectors, light detectors. What is your detector? The word of God. The word of God is your protector against the wolf, against false prophet. That's what the Bible talks about. Yeah, hit it again, buddy. Just hit the hit screen right there. Good man. Yep. One. Yeah, there. Good. The wolf. The last point. The wonder of God's unique, ultimate peace. That's a wolf. Oh! Can you make a wolf sound? Yeah, no, that's not very good. Can you make one? No, that's a cow. Oh! But they don't do it like that. They come up to you, the wolf will come up to you and say, hey, buddy, you don't have to go to Sunday school. Sunday school is for bad kids. You're a good kid. You don't have to go to Sunday school. You don't have to go to church. That's what Satan says. But the Bible says that we are to meet together. The Bible shows us distinctly the wolf will not be a wolf like that. When he comes to you, he'll whisper, hi, how are you? How about Sunday? There's a lacrosse game in Westminster, and you want to come and see it? And you've got to say, no, thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Very nice inviting me. But I'm going to go to church because that's the place God wants me to be. It's so important, these principles in the Bible. The wolf does not get the final word. Scripture ends not with the wolf's howl, but with God's shalom. God has the last word. Do you know, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. When I was your age, I didn't pass my grade in school. They don't fail people today. But I failed grade 8, for instance, twice. I finished school 2 years late because I was not too intelligent. I had an accent. My wife, when I started taking oath, thought I was from Germany. I couldn't pronounce words. You see how I read? I'm appalled at the preacher today. His reading is atrocious. He's dyslexic. But you know what God said to me? He said, Ron, I want you to go to Quebec and tell the Quebecers about the wolf and have to be careful. And I said, God, I can't even speak English right. What are you sending me to Quebec for? Et si vous voulez, nous pouvons parler français? Car Dieu a tant aimé le monde qu'il a donné son fils unique afin que quiconque croit en lui. I mean, God gave it to me. And after 13 years of struggling to get French down, not perfect, but enough to preach and teach, you know what God said to me? Ron, we want you in Argentina. In Argentina. That's another language, another accent, another culture. Did I go? I went to Argentina. Et ahora, je parle ahora je hablo español. Do you speak any other language?
I speak a language.
What other language? No?
I speak a language.
Yes? Well, you know, when you go to school, you might learn French. But anyway, why I give this example, you can do anything God wants you to do if you do it in His name and for His honor, for His glory. You can say to the wolf, Kajate, ferme la bouche, be quiet, get out of here, afuera, get out. You can say that to Satan. Because it says in the Bible, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. I don't always do it, and I'm sure you don't always do it, but I encourage you to get into the Word of God and to study the Word of God. Warfare, the warfare, yes. We fight with truth. We fight with the Word of God. The Word of God is powerful. In the Old Testament, Isaiah painted one of the most breathtaking pictures in all Scripture. The wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lay down with the young goat. I mean, we've got a future, a beautiful future, and we've got to be ready for that future. This is what's going to happen. That's a wolf laying down with the lamb. He's not eating it. That's going to happen in the future. We're going to be spend eternity with Jesus if we're part of His family. And we don't have to be scared of the wolf because we know the wolf is going down. Down! In the New Testament, this hope is anchored in Christ. Our hope is in Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Christ. My whole esperanza, my whole espoir, my own hope is in Jesus. I've been to 79 different countries. Do you know how many airplanes that is? Do you know how dangerous that is? But God was always with me, whether it's through the jungles in Africa, whether it's in the Brazil, Argentina, God's always been with me because He looks after His sheep. Through the resurrection and death, God has broken the power of the spiritual wolf. God has broken the power. Satan didn't win. The wolf doesn't eat. You are not fighting towards an uncertain outcome. When we use the word hope in the church here at Heather and other churches, hope is not, well, I hope that Canada will win the Mundial. That's the hope that, you know, maybe we hope, you know. But in the Bible, a hope is something certain. Something certain. The wolf loses. Look at boys. The wolf loses. He's lost. The shepherd
wins.
I like it when I was in Jamaica, man. I was there at a campaign And the Jamaicans were singing a song, I'm on the winner side, the winner side, the winner side. Yeah. Yeah, we're on the winner side if we have Jesus. Live with that confidence. We have confidence in Jesus. Jesus will carry us through. We are winners. We are winners in Christ Jesus. Solo, by myself, nada, rien, nothing. But with Jesus, we are winners. Accept him. Give him number one of your life, and he'll take you through life. He'll take care of you. Challenge to Christians. That's what's the challenge. Here comes the challenge. Are you alert? Am I alert? Yeah. Are we alert? Are we watching? Are we being careful to live a Christian life? To live like Christ? Look, what else? What else? They often stand in pulpits. Yeah. You gotta listen to the message, the person in the pulpit or the person here. You gotta listen to the message and verify it with the Word of God. Ah, good. Your dad said, yeah. Your dad's we're on the same page. Your dad went like this. Because we've got to check out the message in the Bible. Right. That's right. Now look what else. We've got to be careful on post on social media. Look at it. You got to be careful. Look out for them. There's some good ones, but there's some bad ones. You got to be careful. You got to be careful. The people are smooth speaking. Hey, man, just come with me. We'll just have one. And then you have two, three, four, and then you lose control. Know your Bible enough. Are we accountable? I'm accountable to my local church, Cascades. The elders know where I am. They know what I'm doing. And I'm accountable. On Tuesday, I get together with a fella. And I'm accountable to him. And him with me, we have breakfast. And then we talk and pray. We have to be accountable to somebody. To the Lord first. But we have to have help. We can't do it alone. Sheep are safer in the flock. That's why we have the flock. That's why you have a church. That's why you have a congregation. Together, we can combat. We can go against the wolf. We can go against the devil, against the world. Together, we can win. You know, I love soccer. You don't know it, but I taught Maradona. You don't believe me? I was his coach. No. But you know, everybody runs around with Maradona. I've got an Argentine shirt, but he's not on the back. I don't have his name on the back of my shirt because, see, the Argentine selection is Maradona with all the others. There's no one person more important in the team. We all together. I remember Diego Maradona. Everybody, Diego, Diego, Diego. But how about the selection? How did they win the first World Cup? It was the team, not Maradona. How did they win the second World Cup? It wasn't Messi. It was the team. And we're a team here. Together we can do it. Together. Sheep are safest in the flock. Isolation is a wolf's greatest advantage. If I'm sitting here all by myself, I'm open to Satan. I'm open to temptation. I'm open to things of this world. But together, the three of us together as a team, vamos. Together, we're going to win. And Jesus is next to you there. He wants to be part of your team. Jesus wants to be a part of your team. And when I was 10 years old, I asked Jesus to come into my heart. I said, to come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to stay, Lord Jesus. And he came into my heart. I accepted him. But it was at a camp, Avalina Bible Camp. Stay rooted in the Bible preaching in the church. Be a part of it. Be a part of it. Community. So important. An ungodly spiritual oversight if we're not careful. Take advantage. Are you advancing? Are you moving ahead in your Christian life? Are you better today than you were yesterday? Are you growing in the Lord? I mean, we grow physically. Look at that. That's terrible. I'm sorry. Oh, I wish I was fat spiritually. That's what we should be, fat spiritually. Are you advancing or regressing? Are you moving ahead in your Christian life? That's the message. The wolf. Be careful of the wolf. Be careful of the devil. Be careful of the things of this world. And I'm going to pray that God uses this message. If nobody else understands, I pray that these boys will get the message. And that they'll come to Jesus. And that you'll love Jesus. And that you'll give your life for Jesus. Because you can go out and do big things for Jesus. On my adoption pages, I'll go to, if you want to see it, on my adoption page papers, the orphanage that I was in said I was, Ron is an imbecile. I've got it, honestly. Come and see it if you don't believe me. Ron is an imbecile. Ron is not adoptable. Ron has to be institutionalized. That's what the world thinks. If that happened today, I could take him to court and make millions. But see, God can take a scrawny little... Oh, there's Ron up there. He's swinging. Come on down. Why don't you behave yourself? That was all my life. It's still my life. But with God, he can use that little orangutan. He can use you. God can use you. God can use you. Yeah. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you once again for the message on wolves. Father, it was worth being here just for these two lovely little boys. Bless the daddy, the mommy. Bless them, use them, save them young in life. May they be warriors for you. May they resist the wolf. May they protect the flock. Thank you for them. Thank you for every person who's come here today. We pray that this message, a little different, but we pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll use it for your honor and glory. Amen.